The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Barrington Show. Thank you for joining us. It's a beautiful first of the month, November 2020. Thank you for being here. For those who celebrate Halloween, that was last Saturday, yesterday. But we didn't do it because our government is suggesting that we don't do that, the gathering stuff and COVID and all that. So I feel sad for those kids who may have missed it because, as we know, it's a lot of fun. However, thank you for joining the Barrington Show. Thank you for being here. You're listening to Barrington on RealityRadio101.com. Thank you for giving up part of your day to listen to what we have to say. We're raising you to a higher level of consciousness and putting you in a smarter place, a better place, an easier life, a path with least resistance as it was intended. We're raising you to realize that everything that exists on this planet is within you, the strength and the desire to accomplish or to gain, to do positive things, to be strong. To look at yourself, look at your life, and to change it for a greater one. Not suggesting the one you're having right now is not fun. I'm simply stating that if you practice what we talk about often on the radio, you will be on a path of least resistance. Thank you for coming on board. Thanks to all my longtime listeners, and thanks for those who are new to the show. Enjoy. We speak spirituality and we talk about philosophy. We talk about feel good and a great life and the way to turn your life around. Thank you for joining us and thank you for being a part of the show. So there's a couple of things we're going to cover today, as I do. I say them anyways, and then we get caught up in other things and I miss out on certain topics. But we try our best to give you what you're looking for, and we try our best to offer you something that's going to make you walk away and say, just food for thoughts. That's what we do here. That's what the show is all about. And today I'm going to touch on a very tough topic. Not all of it. We're going to talk about what is life. Simple. What is life? And that's the topic today. We're going to go through it and, everybody has their own opinion, but at the common denominator, I believe in what is life. It is what you make it. Should it be sad by your standards? You ordered it. Should it be exciting and happy? You made it. Should it be full of joy or sorrow or love or all those things? You have made it. So in a nutshell, life is what you make it. Have we got any emails?
No, not yet, but let me again let folks know that are listening. Thank you very much for tuning in. You are listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington. And if you'd like to get on board with a question, a comment, anything, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you.
Okay, thank you. So we haven't talked about COVID for a while. And I'm going to do that today, just a little bit. And not because everybody at this point knows what it is or knows what it's all about and how it's had the effects it's had on their lives. Everybody's aware of it. And I'm talking all around the world. And I've said before, this is the first time in our history, recent history that we know about, that we've had a virus, a pandemic that is affecting the entire world at the same time. We've had a lot worse in the past. We've had the Spanish flu that killed over 50 million people. That's a lot worse. We've had a lot of other diseases that's impacted our culture, our societies, our neighborhoods, sometimes our homes. But this is by far the only one that has impacted everybody at the same time. So talking to people all the time, I'm hearing they're talking about the psychological effect. COVID has locked us in. Locked us down, separated us, keeping us isolated. And they talk about having the distance all the time, you know, for those who have family members that they want to hug, their kids or all that stuff. And of course, a lot of us has lost our jobs, our livelihood, our fun, our sports entertainment, all these things that we're so familiar with that has become a huge part of our society. They're taken away. Are put aside or have changed. So it is making us react a certain way. And everybody will tell you, you know, if you're the one that had this life for many years and you're used to your routine and all of a sudden it ends, you're gonna react to it. Mentally, you're gonna react to it because you can't go visit anymore. You can't see your grandparents as often as you used to or the elderly as frequently as we want. So we're getting this thrown at us from every angle, and we're taking it. Some of us are taking it really hard. Most of us are on the losing end of this, meaning that there was nothing positive to gain. I've heard people in their companies have gotten a lot of work, or they're busy, and some people never stopped, they kept going. We're not talking to you, that group today. Today, I want to talk to those who've had the impact. And those who are isolated, those who are staying in the homes and missing out on the activities that they're so familiar with. Hang on. Just hang on in there. Don't allow yourself to go down the path of the negative path. Don't allow yourself to go down there. The world is changing. We're in the midst of a change. I said this a couple of weeks ago on the radio that in November of 2012, we've changed the guards. And in December of the same year, we started a new path, a new guard, a new man in charge, a big person now who sends out all the things that they want us to do. Our guides, the leaders of us. So Aquarius is now the one that we're following. So as an example, if you're used to facing south for the sun to hit you in the face, now you may have to change your direction to southwest or east or just a different direction. So it's changing. The world has changed. And what we're used to, what we're familiar with is no more. That was what we call once was and never to come again. The world has changed many times. Many, many times. And unfortunately, we're living through this one, which is big. And at the end of it, we're going to be happy with the changes because change is always for the better. If you're in a bad situation, leaving it was hard. When you stepped out, it was good. It is still good. Or if the door closes, when one door closes, another will open, or many others will open. So embrace what we're going through. Try to survive. Stay safe. Stay alert. Don't allow yourself to go down the negative path because this is not forever. It's a temporal thing. We're just going through that storm right now. And the beautiful rains and everything that the storm has brought will make pretty shining things again. The flowers will bloom. the grass will grow and we will resume life. Not the same way, but I assure you it will continue. And the change will be something that we'll all enjoy. Now you've got, you're separated, you're from away from family, your activities. It's time for you to reflect on you. It is now the perfect opportunity for you to look into you. This is a perfect chance for you to be alone and look at your life. Look at yourself. Look at what you're doing. Take a close examination of who you are. Take a close examination of what you could become. This is an opportunity. So from this negative pandemic and from this bad thing that we've been going through now for nearly 7-8 months, let's find that needle in the haystack and let's take a shiny look at something great that's going to come from this. And I'm saying, look into you, look into yourself, learn who you are. And when you know who you are, you will learn your ability. You'll learn that you're limitless. You will learn that this new way, the new you, your new and improve, you will appreciate what this change is bringing to us. We're just going through a transition right now. It's temporal. It is temporal. And the great thing about being a human being, we adapt to things. We can adjust to any situation. We can change for better. We've got that ability in us to create a change in a more positive manner. Today, we've asked, what is life? I asked that question, and what is life? It is what you make it, you know, and it's as simple as that. And I've said it before. I said it on one of the shows last week. You cannot plant corns and expect carrots to grow. You will only get out what you've put in. And if you're putting in bad seeds, I assure you, you'll be reaping something bad. If you allow yourself to go down a path of anger, frustration, hate, and the mood swings to the negative side, you are allowing yourself to walk into self-depression. You're allowing yourself to go down that path, and whatever you put in your mind, it will come to pass. You have to be mindful. You should be mindful of the message that you send in your brain, because the brain is the navigator. You know, if you do GPS, imagine you punch in this address, the vehicle is, the GPS is going to take you there. So whatever you punch in, you will receive the benefits of it. Whatever seed you sow, you will reap whatever you've sown. So why wouldn't you just do it in a positive manner? Look at what the light you could create. Look at the positivity that you could gain. Every single one of us that walks this planet, our majority of us, has gone through some sort of adjustment period, some sort of thing that has set us back, something that's fallen in our path that we didn't anticipate happening. Some negativity showed up. For a lot of people, you shrug it off. You shrug it off and you move on. You shrug it off and you start life again. Maybe a new place, maybe a new career, maybe a new job, a new family, a new partner, but you have to start it again. You have to start it again. If you understand the game of soccer, and I don't like using sports a lot, but if the game gets confusing or jammed or frustrated, they take the ball, gets thrown out of bounds, and they grab it and they throw it back in to reset the match and they start again. you have to allow yourself that same privilege of starting again. Get up, dust yourself off, look at yourself square in the eye in the mirror and say, I am that and I am great and I am going to do it, and just do it. The prayer that you pray out there, it's not to anyone else but yourself. I don't know that anybody would actually pray for something negative to happen to them. They may for others or towards others, but the prayer is a message to you to get up, stand up, brush yourself off. Yes, we all understand that you've been through a bad stretch, a bad phase, a bad situation, a bad marriage. We get that. That's normal. You can't walk away from that. I was talking a couple of weeks ago about the walking up the hill and the boulders are coming towards you, and your job is to navigate yourself around them so you could get to where you want to go. And I assure you, it will be so much easier if you did that with a positive attitude. Imagine first day on that pitch and the boulders coming towards you. You start chanting, oh, this is going to get me. This is going to get me. This is going to get me. It will. Guaranteed. Because you've ordered it in. It's coming for you. Your name's attached to it. But if you went to the same spot with a different attitude, you will be able to say, not me. It's not going to happen. And you figure out a way to get around it. Is it to take, and this is a metaphor I'm using to talking about going through life and doing what is required to get through life by the easiest path. And I've said many times, will nature have us choose the path of least resistance? And this is what we need to do. You can't go to that stretch of life, that journey, that walk with the attitude like, I'm not going to make it. I can't do this. It's too hard. Well, there's nothing that's too hard. You just labeled it that way. If you label it, it's too hard, I guarantee you, you're going to have difficulties. But what if you were to just change the label on that and say, I got to do this. And don't label it, just do it. You label it hard, you may want to give up, throw in the towel, turn out the lights, and then choose to live your life in darkness. You don't want to do that. You want to go out there with a positive attitude, and you want to go out there with a winning attitude, and you want to go out there knowing that you are the master of you, and you can create everything you need. You need to know that. And this is what we aim to do. I think, and I believe it was Churchill that says, if you go to war thinking that you're going to lose, there's no point in going, you've already lost. Don't quote me on who said it. I was one of those guys. Have we got anything?
We do. We have a couple free emails here. Let's see. Sharon writes in at the beginning when you were talking about COVID. She says, such a great topic. However, it's so sad because it's so depressing, but thank you for giving us some insight and some positive notes on the fact of this horrible virus. And that's from Sharon. Tate writes in and says, yes, Halloween was canceled, first time in many, many years. What is your take on that per se holiday? Do you see it as something fun or something dangerous as a pagan holiday? And that's Tate. Okay, and let's see. Paul writes in, scary stuff when you talk about change in one's life. A lot of people are not prepared for change. Do you have any advice to give to these people when change comes about? And that's from Paul. And let's see here. One more. Alyssa writes in, and Alyssa says, I love your examples, Barrington. That is why I try to listen to you every week. You make things so interesting, sometimes funny, but all realistic. And that's from Alicia. And back to you.
Well, thank you very much for that, Alicia. Yes, I try to keep it entertaining. And thank you for listening. You said you listen a few times when you can. I appreciate that. Thank you for being a part of the Barrington Show. And the examples, like I said, I've always said that I give them so people could relate to it. We tap into the things that we're familiar with. We talk about things that everybody know. Some practice it, some doesn't. But as far as the examples that I put out there, I need for you and everyone else, Alicia, to understand them and to be able to relate to it and bring it to their everyday life. We're not trying to control. We're not trying to manipulate. We're simply saying, hey, take a look at this. It might be a better way, a safer way, an easier way. Try to imagine you walking home through the dark alley and somebody shows up and give you a flashlight. Wouldn't you appreciate that? That's what we do. Thank you for your comment. Paul, how do you embrace change? Well, it's funny. It depends. Are you going to change and be on the positive side of the change, or are you going to change and be on the negative side? If you're going to be on the negative side, for example, if there's a war coming through your town and you're going to lose your house, you're probably on the negative side. If there's a war coming through the same town and they're going to give you more land to your property, you'd be on the positive side. However, I don't think either that's going to happen. So change is inevitable. Change is a constant. Change has always been. We get complacent with who we are. We stay and love and love our neighborhoods and love our lives and love everything. But because everything is forever changing, the landscape, the temperature, the trees, the height on the trees, you, me, everybody change. It is a part of our existence. All I'm saying is recognize the change and walk towards it because it's inevitable. Recognize the change. See what's different and be a part of it. You know, when you're wearing your shorts and your t-shirt in the summer, all of a sudden start getting a little chilly and a little cold. Well, what's everyone else doing? They're preparing for the change of the season or the change of the temperature. They're preparing. So they may put on something a little warmer or put on something. They may do that. But you have to embrace the change. You may not like it. I don't know a lot of people who loves the winter in comparison to the summer, but it's going to change. The season's going to change, and we've adapted to the change. Like I said earlier, you will adapt, but you have to embrace it, because if you're not going with the flow, you're being left behind. You're going to be bitter and angry and very cold, if we use the winter analogy. So you have to embrace the change. So Paul, how do you embrace this? Don't try to make these rash decisions right now. That's a milestone for you, because we don't really know what's coming behind the next door or just over the mountain or around the corner, like we used to say as kids, around the corner. Change is coming. What you can do is use this time to appreciate yourself and realize how lucky you are, all of us are, how fortunate we are just to be here. To embrace this. It doesn't look like it right now, but this is something you will talk about for the rest of your life. It's a milestone to you and to everyone else. Change is coming. It's here and it's inevitable. You have to embrace it. Resistance will not help you with this one. Thanks for that, Paul. Tate, how do I feel about Halloween? Is it demon? Is it fun? It is a lot of fun. When I was a kid, we ran around. My brothers and I collected a lot of candies and, you know, been a sugar high for months. It's a thing. Don't label it. Enjoy it. I won't label it. Some people say it's evil. Some say it's morbid. Some say it's gory. Others say it's a lot of fun. Ask a 7-year-old or 10-year-old what's Halloween all about. They're not telling you about the negativity or the negative labels, again, that we've put on them. They're simply telling you about what it is. And they're having a good time. And their life at that age is what they have made it. We should take a lesson from their book. Life is what you make it. You could go down the path of negativity if you want. I'll tell you where it ends up. Illness, depression, sad, probably loneliness. But you have that ability in you to turn it around. So don't label anything is what I'm trying to say. Thank you very much for that. Well, the positive thought on COVID, yes, we've all taken a kick in this year all around the world, Sharon. Every single one of us has been exposed to this, and we're not happy with it. It is what it is. We have to embrace it. I just want you, everybody who's listening, to realize this has nothing to do with them. Don't take it personal. Don't develop an emotion towards it. Don't hate nobody. It is what it is. You've appreciated the music of life. Now you have to pay the piper, because that's how it works. You must pay the piper because you were doing the dance. So you're having a great life, having a good walk. This is just a change that's in our path. You've danced to the music. Ante up and pay the piper, pay the musician. That's life. But thank you. And for those who are feeling the negative thing about COVID, it's temporal. This too shall pass. And I say this all the time. This will not be the way that we journey through the rest of our life, through this life. There's another way. Unfortunately, the clouds are out right now. We're just waiting for that bright sunny day to pop out. And, you know, we're kind of hoping it would be soon. Thank you for that. Thanks, Sharon. Thank you for listening to Barrington. You're listening to Barrington on the radio show here, Reality Radio 101. We talk spirituality. We talk positive things today. We talk about philosophy. And we try to raise you to a higher level of consciousness. What it takes is a little effort on your part. Take that step, one step, then the next. And before you realize it, you are in yourself, you understand who you are, you know who you are. And once you know who you are, what life is, your life will be so much easier, because you'll make better decisions that's going to benefit you. You know, if you truly understand who you are, you're not going to go out and buy a pair of size 10 shoes to put on your size 8 feet, because you'll be limping all the way through life for that decision that you've made. And it's going to be painful, and it gets worse as you progress. You will go out there and get what fits you, what benefits you, what you like, what's going to be a better path for you to journey on. Once you find that, and in order to find that, you must know who you are. And how do you do that? Well, we've talked about meditation. I haven't said much about it in the last couple of weeks, but yes, we definitely want to step into learning meditation, because it opens the door to where you live. It unlocks the door for you to walk in. And when you walk into your home, because that's where you are, that's where you're from, that's where the real you reside. When you walk into that home, you'll feel a level of comfort, much the way you walk into your physical home, wherever that is. You'll get that level of comfort, and that's what we crave. Know thyself. So thank you. Now we're talking about the whole concept, the breakdown of COVID. So if life is what you make it, wouldn't it be in your best interest to make it a positive, healthy, happy, rich, not financial rich, but the other rich? Wouldn't it be in your advantage? If you're carrying around hate, malice, grudge, all those little devilish things in your personality, it will affect you. If you replace it, and we can simply reverse it, you'll be in a happier place where you have joy, good health, good friends, good life. You can reverse it. If you are now on a path towards a negative place, you're feeling depressed, you're feeling down, you're feeling sad, or whatever you may be feeling, stressed, that's a big one. Well, you could reverse it, you know. It was the thoughts that you made that brought you there. It was something you were thinking about, maybe conscious or unconsciously, subconsciously thinking about it, and it brings you there. If you go down the road for the first time and you see someone and you get angry with that person, you let it go. And then after you get angry with another person, you let it go. But if you do this consistently, getting angry, eventually you will stay there, because you're telling the brain, this is where I want to be. The same thing falls true for love and happiness and all the feel-good stuff, and health as well. Health as well. If you think you're sick, chances are you ordering it in? You're bringing it in. If you think you're healthy, the same thing happens. Take a step towards the place you want to be. Take a step towards the thing that you desire the most. Take a step towards all that is positive. If you're going down that negative path, and it's probably just serving you, or you're pretending that you're sick or ill for sympathy, or you're leaning on someone for them to carry your load, you can reverse that. It's not over until it's over. And as long as you breathe, you have this ability to change and to change yourself and to change your path. But you have to want to do that. Now, I understand that if we're in our early 20s and we can change our mind and do this and, you know, be very spontaneous in which direction we want to go. And it's a little harder to do when you're in your 50s, for example, or earlier than that, because we've been doing it for so long, it feels normal. We've been wearing that pair of shoes for so long, it feels normal. You adjust yourself to it. You accept it for what it is. And even when you rip that shoe off, you still walk with the same limp or however you're doing it, because you haven't realized that you've changed the cause of the pain. You've taken the pain away. So we have to reverse our thoughts on what we're doing. Whatever it is that you're thinking of, and it's not serving you or others around you, you have that ability within yourself to make that change. And it simply starts with just a decision to make that change. If it's hate, you can change it because it was taught to you anyway. If it's anger, you can definitely change it because you'd created it. If it is love that you seek, where the anger, the hate, the frustration, the stress, it's probably sitting in the department where the love begins or the love belongs. You're blocking the love from flowing. So you can simply change those ideas that you may have that is not serving you. And like I've said, every single one of us has gone down the path and hit a few bumps in the road. That's funny to somebody. Hit a few bumps in the road. It is your job. It is your responsibility to shake it off. Nobody's coming to your rescue. Mama's not going to give you a lollipop anymore and rub you on top of the head and tell you you'll be fine, or give a Band-Aid for your boo-boo. That is done. Step out of it. Now you're on your own. Stand up on your own 2 feet. Nobody is coming to rescue you. Regardless of which book you're reading, regardless of what you were told, regardless of how you were raised, you are fully grown. You're on your own. Do you. And don't think somebody's coming by to rescue you. Every man stands alone. The concept of somebody coming to save you and rescue you is so foreign to me. Take a look at that tree out there in the forest and imagine the tree is thinking somebody's coming to save him from the fire. Silly, right? Well, that's what I'm trying to say. If you believe someone is coming to rescue you, you might just be wasting your time. You might just be wasting valuable time. Like I said, that tree that stands out in the forest, imagine that tree thinking someone is coming to rescue him, or the turkey that's in the pen. He's going to come and rescue him, her, for so he doesn't end up on the table for Thanksgiving. Silly, right? Yeah, no one is coming to rescue you. You need to stand up on your own, figure it out. If your thoughts are going in the negative direction, you have the ability to turn it around. And this is what we're talking about. This is what we're talking about. You have that ability to turn it around. And so you should. You're listening to Barrington ranting all the time about positive changes and philosophy and raising you to a higher level of consciousness. If you're a reader, I have a book. It's called Awaken Ascension Guide. Aligns you to your true purpose, gives you a little bit of inside knowledge in who you are and where you need to go to find out better who you are. This is available to you on Amazon.ca as well as Amazon.com. Check it out. It's a good read. It's a little deep. It's tough. It's a little deep. But it's something that I think you could read and put it down and read it again in 2 years once you've grown in that distance. You fill in the gap. Awaken Ascension Guide. I also have this website, if you want to catch some of the shows that you've missed in the past. You could check it out at HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. All the shows that we've done in the past is listed there. They're there for you. Download them, check them out, enjoy it. You know, consider it a vitamin. You don't need to listen to 1 hour show every day, but if you could get your favorite little part of it and pop it in and just get a little piece of it, you might get that pep that put that bounce back in your step. Wake up, everybody. Wake up. Have we got anything else?
We have a couple of emails. Bear write in, and Bear says, your examples are amazing. Unbelievable, incredible, love them. Sitting here with my coffee, absorbing like a sponge, but also laughing. I love them. And that's from Bear. And Dottie writes in, and Dottie, you answered her question, actually. She wrote in and said, Barrington, thinking of Christmas gifts already, where can I get your book? And that's from Dottie. And back to you.
Yes, I did answer that already. The question about where's the book available? It's on Amazon.com, Amazon.ca. I'm going to cut past that one really quickly. The samples, they're designed, and I get this almost every week. Somebody call in and says, I would like your the samples or the analogies that we use. I need for you to understand them. I need for you to be at that level when it's being thrown at you so you can relate to it in your own life. If I start talking about Eskimos and snowshoes, I'll lose you if you live in Florida kind of thing. You know what I mean? So we need to be able to throw something at you. So I could say surfboards. You know, I don't know if that's accurate, but sounds right. You might be able to relate to it. So we create something that everybody can feel and everyone can relate to. But thank you very much for that, Bear. I appreciate your email. I hope I answered or hope I satisfied you with my answer. So how do you, we talked about the change, and that was the two that we got. Was there another one?
No, that was it.
Okay, sorry. Love the examples. And this, yeah. Okay. So thank you very much, everybody. You're listening to Barrington on the Reality Show 101, Reality Radio 101.com. Today we're talking about life. I go on a little bit and I rant about how important it is for you to step up in your own boots, for you to tie up your own shoes and go on out there and do your own thing. Everybody, every single one of us needs someone at times to lean on, but make sure it's a temporal thing. And then you're going to get up and you're going to go again. And we will be so much more productive as a society if we're willing to reach out and offer a hand to those who are in need. When somebody needs a port in the storm, be that for them. Help them out, you know, help out the elderly. Be there, be kind. Don't allow them to take advantage of you, because some people out there, in my opinion, I consider parasites. They just latch on and they feed on you until, you know, till they break you down. But you within yourself, everybody who's listening to this show, you are able to rise up no matter what the situation that you're in, stand up on your own 2 feet and do your own thing, and you will be better for it, because you will teach yourself that you have that ability to accomplish. You will realize that you have that strength in you. And that's all we want you to know, for you to have it within you. Another thing I want to say is, if you fantasize about heaven, why don't you just live that life right now? If you're fantasizing about a great life after this one, just live that life right now, that all that glitters is gold, and all great things will come to you, and you just live it now. Don't wait. If you do it now, when you get there, you'll be a professional. Start it. Do it. If it exists. I do know, and I've said before, and today's not that show for it, I've said before that there is no physical place called hell. There's no physical place called heaven. It's all in the state of mind. So you could be in hell tomorrow morning if you want to be, but why would you choose that? Based on the description that I was given about that place, I don't even want to visit, except there might be a big party going on down there. But the point is, you have that choice, that ability within you to live in the positive mind, the positive sense. And if you fantasize about this great heaven, yeah, live it now. It exists for you. Do that now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Because in a lot of our cases, tomorrow never comes. This is it, and this is now, and live in the now, and be very, 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 very careful, though, of what you hope for. Be careful. If you start fantasizing about something, make sure you look at it from every single angle. Make sure you look at it and how it will impact your life and how it will impact the people that's in your everyday life. Because there is a reaction. There will be a reaction. So be mindful and just don't think of just the you part. Look at a big, broad scale and see how it's going to impact your life. So be careful, because if you order it, it will come. If you plant it, it will grow. All I'm saying is plant what you want and be careful of what you order. You understand? I want to also say that if you think you're sick or you're going to get sick, it's a shoo-in, it will happen. So you can spend your time thinking that you're healthy and you're going to be healthy for the rest of your life. And that will happen. Our thoughts is what makes us ill in a lot of the cases. So why not think positive? Why not be happy? Release the anger that's in the heart. It's taking up the space that the love needs. Release that anger. Release the frustration. Build your own self-security. Build a state of mind that says you are the bomb. Because you are. You just have to build that confidence and put your mind towards it. And most importantly, never be afraid. You can't be afraid. We had a call. We had an email this morning from earlier from someone asking about how to embrace change. And what I should have said, what I could have said at that moment is that, yeah, we're so afraid of change that we freeze up. We get tense, we get nervous, we get anxiety, we get depressed because we're so afraid of what's behind that door. Well, remove the fear and open the door and embrace it. Fear is going to stop us from doing a lot of the things that we would otherwise enjoy doing. Meeting people. Going out there, well, not now because we have COVID, so slow it down. But going out there when you can and be out there, you know, reach as far as you can. Climb as high as you're able. Study something. Do something very positive for yourself. I want to repeat a part of the show I said earlier, that we all go through bad things, speed bumps, potholes, boulders coming to knock us over. Every single one of us. But what makes you a champion, and you are, is to stand up and realize that this is not your life. It's a phase that you're going through. When you went on that vacation or when you go to the grocery store, you walk through the fish market and it's very stinky because that's what a fish will do. But it's not a part of your life. You're just passing through it. You experience it, right? You go into the market, boom, there's a fish. Wow, that's powerful. But then you move on, and the second that you're away from the reach of that smell, you're a happier person, and you've forgotten about that. Let it go. The next time you're in the neighborhood, you might not go there, but regardless, let it go. Don't carry it with you. Don't get in the car and start discussing it. It's not relevant. everything that you've encountered so far. So yeah, some guy took you for money, or some person did something horrible to you. Somebody caused you to lose your job. It sucks, all of it. And I'm not making light of that. I'm simply saying it's not worth carrying with you. It's time to let it go, get up, sweep up, move on, and be more productive and learn the lesson. Never forget the lesson, because there's a lesson behind every single one of these. And how can I benefit? How can I capitalize on it and take that lesson with you? Let the rest of it fall behind you. Do not beat up yourself. Do not puncture your tires just before you plan to go for that big long drive or stub your toe. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't go for a walk with that, you know, 20-pound sack on your back, unless it's what you need. But you want to go out there light-footed and do and be as productive as you possibly can. Do not carry around a heavy load. Because if you notice you're carrying that heavy load, the animosity, the BS on your back, and the other person is skipping and dancing and singing zippity-doo-dah, that's what they're doing. And you're wondering, why are they so happy? And I'm not. Well, you're carrying that fishy smell, that stench with you. That's the reason. Let it go. Move on. Get another one. Start again. Don't allow yourself to fall down and stay down. If you fall down, man, try to land on your back so you could look up. And if you could look up, you will get up. Les Brown said that. Thank you very much. You're listening to Barrington on the reality show on Reality Radio 101. Thank you for being a part of the show. Have we got anything else?
We have a few emails here. Chuck writes in, and Chuck says, Barrington, obviously you do not believe in hell, which is fine, but do you believe in a heaven? And if not, do you think heaven and hell were made up to make people do good on earth so they are scared? And that's from Chuck. Let's see here. Marcia says, everything regarding mental health regards to your physical health. So that means if we have a good mental attitude about things, our physical health will also be good. I firmly believe in that. Mental health is everything. And that's from Marcia. Let's see here. Rhoda writes in, and all she says, one word on her email, thanks. And that's from Rhoda. And lastly, Don writes in, and he says, like so many other listeners, Barrington, hilarious today. The fish story is A1. Chalk that up for the textbooks. Hilarious. And that's from Don. And back to you.
Thanks, Don. That's I didn't meant that to be funny. I just needed people to be able to relate to it. I'm not insulting any fish out there, I hope. And by the time they get there, I hope they're dead. I don't hope that. They are dead. But yeah, I say these things, Don, because people can relate to it. And that's what I want. That's what I want them to be able to understand. And thank you, Rhoda. Thank you very much. I don't know what it was or what I did or what I said that prompted you to send in that your thanks. But hey, we're loving it. We're here for you. Lean on us anytime. That's why we have this show. Chuck. So this is a tough one. Heaven isn't a physical place. It is made up, and you're absolutely right. And I can't say this a lot, often to a lot of my friends, but yeah, it is a play. It's how you remember how we told the kids about Santa Claus, and if they didn't behave right, they're not going to get a present. Not only that, they're not going to get a present. They're going to get coals and stuff like that, and they're going to miss out on this beautiful thing. And Santa is watching, and you remember those stories we told the children, right? Well, isn't that the same thing between heaven and hell? If you didn't behave and act right, you're going to get coals. I mean, go to hell. And if you act right and behave properly, you're going to go to heaven. So the same story we told to our children about this man flying around and giving presents to good kids, we want them to be good. You know, I've never heard a parent say, I want Lucifer to come be my son. What I did hear a lot of is Lucifer is my son. So, but what I'm saying though is that we are told of a greater place in life. And if we humble ourselves and behave and be kind and follow the rules, we'll go there. The mistake was made when they said, well, we will die and then go there. So you're going to show up without a body or an emotion. There's a party going on in your favor and you can't even cheer for it, you know? So yeah, there is a heaven in the mind. There is a hell in the mind. And all I'm trying to say to everybody today is live in heaven in the mind. There is not a physical hell where you're going to burn. And I always say, and I've said this on the show before, what's burning? I'm dead. My body's buried. I'm going away spiritually to a place. What are they burning? You know, that's what I would always say. And the same concept falls true for heaven. You're going to leave this body and go someplace else and get another body. How does that make sense? I'm just saying that. So to answer your question, sir, I do believe it's in the mind, and I'm telling everybody it does exist in your mind. And for the next person beside you who doesn't believe it, leave them alone. It's not your job to be selling something that's not real. It's called conning. Let him be. And if you think he's going to go to hell, I don't know, pray for him while he laughs at you. That's just what I'm saying. Dottie, oh, we talked about heaven and it was made up. I thought that was another one from Marsha.
Marsha, she just says mental yes. state is everything for your physical being.
Yes, absolutely. And if you keep a sharp mind, your body will react towards it. Everything, and the same concept for everything, it's your thoughts, right? So if you're thinking positive and you're healthy and you're keeping everything rolling and it's all great, yeah, you will have a good body because you're excited. And the lift you fall with, you feel, is going to do everything. When you slouch, you're bringing it down. And it's the slouching is our negative. You know, we're, oh man, this suck and this is bad. And, you know, the dog, I don't know, peed on the carpet. I don't know what it is, but simply because you have to be able to let your mind, feed your mind with positive food. It will allow you to sit up straight and pay attention and you will be more active. When you just pass yourself out and give up, you're letting yourself down. Stick out your chest, hold up your head, smile bright, go on out there and be a positive person. Say good morning to everybody you meet. You know, don't do that one over too excessively because, you know, we're all judgmental. But be happy with who you are. Deal with what you've got. Allow yourself to get the benefits of all that there is, which is our creator, which is our spiritual guide, which is you. And your team, they will lead you in the righteous path. They're not allowed to lie to you because they don't know what it is. That was made up here. So was the devil, was made up here on earth. Because we need a negative. If you tell Billy to behave and he's not going to get a Christmas present, I don't know if he understands what that means, but when you tell him he's going to get a coal because Santa disapproves with how he's been acting, he may change his attitude. So we're doing this for control reasons. Be positive. And they've created a negative in the opposite of heaven for us to behave. If everybody was behaving, we wouldn't need to have somebody telling you to behave or some rules laid out for you. But I tend to think the ones who are laying out the rules are the ones who are telling you to behave. Because they're saying, be humble to follow what I dictate to you. I will never tell you to be humble. I will never tell you that simply because you have to live the life. You have to live the life that you are and the one you intended to live. People who are telling us to be humble and follow those rules, I believe they have a hidden agenda. And it's called control. That's my thing. It's control. I'm saying to everybody, wake up. just wake up, open your eyes, look around you. Nobody needs to tell you to stand up and be the best you. You should know that, but if you don't hear what I'm saying, study it. Study your medication. According to one of our messages here, the mind is your pilot. You know, it's the pilot when you're in your airplane. He's the only one who kind of knows how to get there, how to get the plane off the ground, get it up in the air, get you there and get you back down. We don't have a clue. The mind is the same concept. So imagine the pilot is going the other direction. We're not going to get there. We're going to be lost and confused and mad and angry and all those things. Go with what you know. Feed the mind in a positive manner. Give it good food, good energy, good rest. Please, I can't emphasize that enough. Give it a lot of rest. Take it easy. The partying and the drugs and the drinking and all these things is you're trying to escape from something. You're escaping from some harsh reality. Find out what that is. Visit it. Take a good look at it and ask yourself that important question. Is this thought or this action going to be the boss of me for the rest of my life? Am I going to lay down now and throw dirt on top of me because I can't get over that obstacle? I can't get over that thought. I can't get over that action that a person did to me. This is your turning point to step up and allow that to go away from you. That's all I'm saying. Thank you very much, everybody, for the emails that you've sent out. Thank you for participating with the Barrington Show. Oh, wait, do we have anything else?
We do not.
Okay. So, everybody, thank you for tuning in. We have about 4 minutes left, and we're just going to talk a little bit about good energy. And what that is the person, and I've said pretty much a whole show here about the people that are negative and they react negative and they carry on negative and they just do negative things and they see the worst in every situation. That's dampering on your parade. You know, that's having this beautiful picnic and the dark clouds come above you and just drench you out. You got to get rid of that person. You got to just move on from that. If that person is constantly bringing you down, they're raining on your parade. So you need to be able to say, back up, or show them a way to see life a little different. And they can't constantly be passing their negative arrows and shooting you with them, because every time you see them, you just scream out, ow, another one just hit me. And that's how they are, though. That's how they live. And I'm trying to reach them in telling them to, like, you know, shrug it off, move on, find something new to do. But in the meantime, I have your attention, and you're the one who's getting bombarded by this negativity coming from that person. And I'm saying, avoid that. Avoid that like a bad flu. Avoid that because, you know, as positive as you may be, you've put in a lot of effort in trying to set up this beautiful picnic and everything's going great. You're in a good mood. And then comes the cloud, just rains on it. It'll piss you off for a long time. So let's just try our best to stay away from those who are going to do it. We've come to the end of the show. I love the fact that you're here with me all day today. Thank you for all the email and what you've sent in. We appreciate you, and we appreciate what you do for us. Thank you from all around the world. Welcome home. Have a good week.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.